Early Breakfast with Abs on your number one news and talk station.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you should know this by now. Every time I hear some wonderful stories, some beautiful stories of people doing things that are not out of the ordinary, but things that aren't usual to the commoner, such as myself. Kimberly Kempfer from Mitchell's Plain is joining you on the line this morning. She is 19-year-old. She's a 19-year-old from Portland's Mitchell's Plain, matriculated last year and went on to work with a marine construction company, a company that specializes in diving and salvage. This was, this company though, was awarded a tender by the Department of Agriculture and Forestry and Fisheries to remove sunken wrecks, congestion parts out of Hout Bay. Kim now stands to become the first woman in the small harbor sunken vessel program in Hout Bay to be trained as a commercial diver. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, can you swim?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Good. You are, yeah. Okay. So whenever I go, you're going to be going with me because me and water don't mix very, very well. Kim. So let me just ask you, have you lost your mind? Why do you want to dive?
Well, I actually really love sea, and you know, the whole feeling of being able to be underwater, see like another life, to put it that way, and to be able to breathe and experience so much more besides the whole commercial part and doing shipwrecks. That for me is just like, it makes me feel alive, seriously.
All right. So Kim, just tell us your story to getting to where you are. You finished matric and then there's Operation Pakisa, the Operation Pakisa initiative. What drew you to the program? And you know, how did you get to where you are?
Well, straight off the school, I've been working at various companies, but how I got to the whole diving thing, I was working for GNC as a site HR administrator. And then, I don't know, I was kind of forward when I made visitations to site. I saw we actually have divers, and they're doing this whole construction and salvage diving. Part of the company. And I spoke to a few bosses and my HR, Tracy. I spoke to her and I told her, look, what does it take to be a commercial diver? Because seriously, this is where I want to be. And then she was like laughing and telling me, are you crazy? You need to be in the office. You need to do HR work. And I told her, no, I'm actually serious. And I've been like bothering her for the past 3 days, 4 days. And eventually she gave me a call and she's like, do you have a wetsuit? And I was like, yes, I got one. She's like, okay, you're starting training on the Monday. I can't even get the date, but I've been at the academy for about 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks.
So if you
actually,
just very quickly, Kim, if you had a diving suit, does that mean you, oh, sorry, a wetsuit. Were you able to dive before, or was it just for normal swimming?
Like surfing, but not heavy, hardcore, not hardcore at all.
Oh, okay. No. I don't even own a pair of any swimming shorts. It's just me and water. We just don't do those things before. But I mean, so you started the Monday and you are where you are and you're saying you're forward. Do you find that though, you know, your perseverance has worked in your favor? And I mean, you've got so many young people right now who sometimes will wait for the opportunity to come to them. You went for your opportunity. What would you like to say to young people?
Look, what I would like to say is that you shouldn't, if you really want something, don't just hang around there and hoping it will happen. My man, if you find something and it's there, the advert is there, no matter if you feel that you don't qualify or anything, take the chance and just do it and believe in yourself. And to be honest, I don't mean to sound funny or anything, but pray, because I don't know, praying has been helping me a lot.
Oh, this is wonderful. You know, I wanted us to get that out of the way, because now I want to know, what does a commercial salvage diver do?
Well, at the company, we do various jobs. They do shipwrecks, they do cleaning of the debris, they do where they lift the boats, they do the construction where they're physically building underwater, doing welding, but we have those machinery, but I haven't reached that level yet as I'm still on training. So we start from a class of class 4 and then a class 3. So I'm currently on class 4, but on Monday I'll be starting my new class, class 3. And hopefully by next year I would like to go and study further for class 2 to become a supervisor.
So class 4, class 3 is above class 4?
Yeah, they work down.
Oh, they're working down. All right, fantastic. To you listening at home, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Kim Lee Kempfer is joining us on the line. Kim Lee is a 19-year-old from Portland's Mitchell's Plain, matriculated last year and went on to work with a marine construction company that specializes in diving and salvage. This company was awarded a tender by the Department of Agriculture and Forestry and Fisheries to remove sunken wrecks congesting parts of Hull Bay. Kim now stands, you know, to become the first woman in the small harbor sunken vessel program in Hout Bay to be trained as a commercial diver. She's joining you on the line this morning, just sharing some wonderful news to us. How, you know, just sharing a story and how she got to be where she is. Kim, talking about your diving, what has been your favorite part of the program so far?
As much as I, besides the diving, we have lectures, and funny enough, I hate math, but the formulas that we need to learn, and Charles Law and Boyle's Law, those physics kind of math stuff, I actually love. Not saying I'm a genius at it, but I really enjoy doing that. I hate the lectures because it's like, freaking 3 hours or 4 hours long. Usually I sleep and then I'll read up the night. I sleep during class.
Ah, oh, lovely.
I get into the water. Oh, the first day though, we've been training in a tank. And the first day on this Tuesday, we went down to the harbor. And I mean, I was freaked out because those guys are class 3 and I'm still in class 4 and I was the only female there. And the guys were like saying, I should leave. Why am I here? This is not for me. I should do scuba or whatever.
No.
I was like so nervous and it was playing in my mind. I got into the water. I'm telling you. A seal came towards me and it didn't want to leave me alone. And I was pulling it up more than 4 times to get me out of the water. But it was so crazy. And then the next day, Wednesday, I totally enjoyed it. I was looking at them and trying to touch them, but it was too fast.
Listen, I can actually tell right now that as I'm speaking to you, if you were allowed to jump into water now, you'd be so happy. You'd actually jump in just like that. But nonetheless, Kim Lee, listen, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being you. Thank you so much for standing up and when the guys were telling you, you can't do this. Thank you for saying, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Kim Lee, thank you so much. Do have yourself a fantastic morning.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Kim Lee Kempfer. Joining you on the line, just sharing some positive vibes. Man, imagine that. Imagine that. Now, if you ask me if I want to be a diver, a deep sea diver, I'm okay. I'm fine. Don't even want to be a pool diver. The only diving that I'll be doing would be in my bathtub. Only when we have water, though. Only when we have water.